speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The question that was turned in for tonight's consideration is, explain our awareness in heaven. Will we know our loved ones in heaven? And how will God remove tears from those who our tears concerning those who are lost, who do not make it to heaven? In the context here, in regard to the answer, the Bible tells us that every soul will recall their life whenever we stand before God in judgment. When we stand in front of God, the books will be open. The book of life, as well as the Scripture, will be the standard, the guide that is given for man in the judgment. Romans chapter 2 and verse 16. And in that day, the Bible tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Romans chapter 14 verses 11 and 12. When we stand in the presence of God, well, what is the purpose of that? To give an account of the life that we have lived here, to identify whether or not we are children of God, if we have obeyed the gospel, submitted ourselves to be baptized into Christ, but also to identify as to whether or not we have lived our life faithfully before God. Paul, in speaking to the saints at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, says that all of our deeds will be examined in that great and glorious day. So we know that there will be a recall in regard to our life when we stand before God in judgment. But also, though, whenever we are privileged with the blessing of being able to spend eternity in heaven with God, the Scripture seems to indicate as if there will be a reunion that will take place in heaven. Take into consideration 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 16 through 23. In the context, David and Bathsheba gave birth to a child, and that child, its life was taken. And as we take into consideration the context there, David fasted, mourned, and prayed during the time in which the child was sick. However, whenever the child died, went on into heaven, the Bible tells us that David cleaned himself, that David went on and consumed food, and his servants were taken back as to why he was beside himself before the child died. But then when the child did pass on, is that now David cleans himself up and he's ready to go on with life. And in their inquisition to David in regarding these things, David said there's nothing that he could do to bring the child back, but rather that he would live his life in such a way, or that if he were to live his life in such a way, that he would be able to go on and to be with that child in eternity. So David understood that there is some sort of a reunion to take place in heaven. Also, we take into consideration the New Testament Scriptures. Paul spoke to the saints in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and verse 20. Paul said that they, these Christians, were His glory when? In the day of Jesus Christ. In the context, he's speaking in reference to the time in which Christ returns. And Paul says that he would take great glory and pride whenever he saw these saints examined before God as faithful children. Good people, to me that indicates as if there will be some sort of a recognition whenever we stand before God in judgment. But also we need to understand is that our relationships will be totally different. As we think about the latter portion of the question, how will God remove tears over our lost loved ones? When we are resurrected from the grave, the Bible identifies for us is that in heaven, things are going to be completely different. Take into consideration Matthew chapter 22 and verse 30. Jesus said that in heaven we will be like the angels. We are not married, nor are we given in marriage. So, therefore, that relationship that we have with our spouse will take on a whole different level whenever we are in the presence of God. In fact, what will we be like whenever we are in heaven? We do not know. Why? It's not because I didn't study the Scripture to try and find it, but rather the Scripture does not tell us. In fact, in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, God tells us that it has not yet been revealed what we will be, but we will be like the Lord. We will be in an eternal existence, taking on a whole new bodily form. Why? Because it's not possible for flesh and blood to enter into an incorruptible state. It's not possible for us to go on to heaven in the state of which we are in a physical fleshly format. Well, what will and when will that change take place? Good people, that change will take place according to what the Apostle Paul told the saints at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 54, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. When will that take place? When Jesus Christ returns. We understand that the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and following, that the earth will melt with fervent heat. And those of us who are resurrected in that day, in an eternal sense, to be in the presence of God, all of us will take change, but those who are saints will take on a whole different format to where we are able to enter into heaven to dwell eternally. In that resurrection then, we would trust that not only will there be a change from the physical body, but also there would be some sort of a change that will take place from a mental standpoint. And therefore, when we are in heaven, I trust that when God says that He will wipe away all tears from our eyes, is that that remembrance concerning our loved ones will not be there that would bring forth sadness. God is in control today, but He will certainly be in control in that day whenever we are in heaven to take away all of that that would bring forth sadness unto those who are His children dwelling eternally with Him.